2 hours, 22 no problem. Minutes.
We got
no
it
problem.
In us.
Was it played out?
Yeah.
Well, the showbot did not work, but I have the world's greatest title.
I have a few titles.
Okay, I have Large Platinum Spoon. What do you have?
That's very good.
Thank you.
Steampunk Subway to the Renaissance Festival.
Steampunks, that's a little bit long.
Steampunk Subway to the Renaissance Festival.
Hmm.
The Mermaid's Midriff is Exposed.
Mm.
Awkward and Unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
Not My Mom, Not My Tech Support. Understandable Revulsion.
Mm.
Technology Detention.
Technology Detention.
I like Technology Detention.
Tech.
But I like the spoon one.
I like Technology Detention. I kind of like, see, the problem is this won't all fit in your line. Steampunk Subway to the Renaissance.
Oh, you're worried about it wrapping in the, well, it won't wrap in the.
I don't have too long a title for this show, but a Large Platinum Spoon is pretty good. You pick.
I like Large Platinum Spoon.
You're placating me.
No, I love it.
A little bit played out.
No.
All right. I don't know. I gotta do the show notes for this. It's gonna be a mess.
Nah, it's gonna be easy.
Yeah.
Cake.
Cake. So yeah, the interface for this is, I'll send you what this thing looks
like. Show me what, can you get to it from outside of your home network or is it locked down?
Yeah. The other neat thing about it is there's something called what's it called? Something Connect. So basically you go in and you create a unique name. You know, it's like a username, basically. You create a unique name for your device. And once you've done that, you go, this is so gold. You go to, what is this like? I guess it's a little bit like the way Plex works, right? You know how Plex is smart about, you know, knowing no matter where you're logged in, we're referring to this thing over here.
Yeah.
So you go to nameofdevice.quickconnect.to. And it automatically redirects to wherever your server is.
Oh,
also,
that's handy.
Like Plex, the server is smart about doing all kinds of crazy stuff about location and port.
Almost like a back to my Mac kind of a thing.
Yeah, but also get this. I have no idea how this works. So I got Plex running on my Mac right now and Plex running on there. 32400 works on both of those, even inside the same network, because this device is crazy smart about dealing with ports as its own thing. It's crazy. So you go to nameofit.quickconnect.to and you enter in your creds. And so, yeah, the apps like on the other devices are not beautiful. So where's the one I'm going to send you? I got to upload this. Now, one question that I have is I wonder if robot voice comes out of this thing taking a little bit of internet bandwidth while we're recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound good right now.
Yeah. You were just get a little, you weren't robot-y, but getting a little fuzzy. You know how it gets fuzzy sometimes?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, so let me send you this. Here is a screenshot of the package center and what it looks like, what Plex looks like there. And there. So you can see how pretty that is. Really takes you back, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Look at that. It feels just like old times.
Package center is a shopping bag with a tag.
And it's got the like the light blue.
Oh,
colors,
yeah.
And,
right. Sure. It's got gradients and everything.
Yeah.
Guys,
so this is all in. Can you move those around like regular windows?
The windows are windows. It's like a window manager. The icons you can't do much with. No, but you can go in and do all the stuff you could do on like a Windows managed,
that's funny,
you know, box.
Yeah.
That's
not bad though.
No, I feel like a dumb for spending this much on it, but I think
it
fixes a problem. Well, and you know,
your disk station is working well, by the way.
Yes, my disk station is working well. Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, see my uptime. But the other neat thing is, like, also this is the, not opportunity cost, but like, no, I'm not going to buy a Mac Mini now.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to wait on that anymore. I've been waiting on something that does this. So like, yeah, like I say, I just don't want my, I want to try and get my computer out of the server business. If there's something that can do it better. And actually, I feel like, you know, I'm being defensive, but like, to get a Mac Mini with this kind of firepower and disk space, you know, I mean, what would that have cost?
More.
Especially for the disks, right?
Yeah. I was just going to say for the storage.
Can you get 4 terabytes in a Mac Mini?
No,
I don't
definitely
know.
Definitely not.
Yeah. All right. So we'll see. But you know, it's crazy. I mean, it came and you just stick the discs in and it runs. And what else does it do? It does lots of stuff. So, I mean, it is like using cPanel or something or I'm guessing what it's like to use like a fairly friendly Linux. There's lots of little knobs you can turn. And I've turned off almost everything, just out of abundance of precaution. Like I don't have WebDAV on. I may turn that on eventually, but I'd rather keep it, you know. I don't want tons of stuff running on here I don't understand.
Like, because then it could be a security risk or...
Oh, yeah, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you turn off access outside certain IPs on your stuff?
Well, no.
Can you even do that on Apple devices? I used to do that on my Linksys.
Can you grant...
Well, like how you can basically whitelist, you know, only let this device be accessed by certain IPs.
I don't think you can do that with the Apple Airport base station, if that's what you're...
Yeah.
Thinking about.
Oh, the other thing I did is, just for what it's worth, do you use an airport?
I have one at home.
Yeah, I gave it a Mac-based IP address. That might not be a bad idea, too.
Yeah, no, that's not bad.
I think a lot... I'm wondering if everybody kind of knows you can even do that. You know that. But I mean, like, to go in and say 192.168.5000 or whatever...
Right, always assign the same IP address to this
Mac address.
Right, because... Yeah. Okay, so what a Mac address has nothing to do for those
capital
listening.
Capital M, capital A, capital C.
Right. It has nothing to do with a Macintosh computer. Every device, whether it's a phone or a computer or whatever, all has this physical hardware, a unique identifier that is a physical hardware address. And you can map through DHCP, you can tell your DHCP server, which is the thing that assigns the IP addresses to the devices on your network. Whenever you see something with this MAC address, always give it this same IP address, which makes it really
easy.
It's like
beyond a fingerprint. It's like this is like there's only one device in the universe that has this MAC address.
In theory. Although you can spoof them.
Oh, okay.
But yes, it's supposed to be that way.
And isn't it tied to your like network card?
Yeah, it's a physical hardware thing. And whether it's a Wi-Fi card or whatever.
Like to find it, for example, there's other ways, there are various ways to find it. But if you go into the Apple About My Mac thing, I think you have to go to network to find your Mac address. Or you know what? You can also get it from inside the network control panel.
You can. And if you were to type on the command line, /ifconfig --a, it would give you all kinds of information about all of your network devices, including you know, all the EN0 is going to be your what we think of as an Ethernet port, your default Ethernet port.
Right, right, right.
So that's where you would plug the Cat5 or 6 cable into it. EN1 and EN2 are going to be, you know, or an onward are additional Ethernet ports. And then as you look at this, you can see which one is for your Wi-Fi based on, you know, based on what's active and what's not active. But you'll see in that list, it'll say something like Ether, and then it'll have like that series of numbers.
Right.
I think it's seven numbers or seven two-digit
letter numbers
separated
with
by
colons.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's two ways. The complicated way is to go to the system profile, go to network, and you'll find it in there. But you can also just go to your network. Why do I say control panel? That's on 50. To your preference pane. What's it called?
Yeah.
What's
system preference.
Is it still a preference pane?
Yeah. Preference pane.
Go into network, select the device in the window on the left, click on advanced, go to hardware, and your MAC address will be in there.
Right.
Is that similar to a UUID
on a phone? It is more or less like that. It's similar idea. I like when you describe it earlier as a fingerprint. I think that's a very accurate way.
But it's like a fingerprint if you only had one finger. It's like this equals this, right?
Right.
God, I hope John Sirkis is listening to this.
I hope so.
I return null. All right, check it out. This could be your answer.
I'm going to get one.
Well, and especially if you get the dingus on there.
I want the dingus. What dingus do I get for that?
See, I apologize. I was just searching. Basically, my idea last night was this. Before I go home, pick up kid and go home. Get Synology. Get disks in. Attach Synology. Do basic configuration. You know, do all the account stuff. Get everything set up. Drag Plex media from local drive to external drive, let that run for 8 hours, and then maybe by the evening I can see how well it went. And then when I'm at home, while it's doing all that heavy lifting, I just configure Plex. That's most of what I've done. So I was just looking at the various things. I went and looked at the Apple TV app that you can get for this last night. And at some point I was Googling for probably Synology Apple TV, but somewhere along the way, I believe it is one of the Synology, you can Google this, but there's a Synology stock, I think a stock app, I could be wrong, where basically it says if you put the USB dingus in, this now becomes your OTA DVR.
Right. I'm looking at this right now. On there, they have a Synology products compatibility list. So I put in Tubay, the DS216 Play, and I'm looking for, there's one called a DTV dongle.
Did you buy the Home Run?
No, I have not bought. I reject the Home Run.
Okay.
I reject everything about the Home Run.
Good for you. It's very poorly made. Synology NAS becomes quad tuner DVRs with remote.
Yeah, you can get the Win TV. You can get the Win TV dual DVB-T
DVB tuner. Link. Get the DVB link.
You can get these.
You can get these.
Now, let me
They're
send
available.
You a link to this. So apparently you get one of these, which are all available.
Hmm.
And the hop. We got a lot of responses.
I think Professor actually told you how to pronounce that.
Yeah.
Sir.
Hop. Win TV dual DVB.
Oh, look at all of these. Look at you. You found a great page.
Yeah.
We should put this in the notes.
I will.
Good. Elgato ITV.
Yep.
Can't you get someone from Canada to send you one of those?
Yeah, but they don't record for the TV broadcast formatted in NTSC for America. They only record the ATSC in Canada.
Ew.
Yeah. So just like they copy us on everything except what counts.
I know. Then you got to pay for it in loonies.
Bunch of jerks over there.
It's ridiculous.
They shouldn't be on top. They should be on the bottom. You know what
I'm saying? We should make them pay for a wall. Make them pay for a beautiful wall.
I would love to have a wall separating us and them. And we could just chuck our bombs right over and not have to worry about collateral damage.
Just leave our bombs there. Who are you going to hurt there? A moose?
Right.
Get real. So I told my daughter about the plan for the beautiful wall. She found it very perplexing.
Yeah.
And she thinks it's not feasible to ask Mexico to pay for it.
Oh, really?
Oh, you know what? I'm not into sending photos of my kids to people, but there's one I should send you. This is during one of the debates the other night. I don't know why we're watching this. You know what it is? Having watched the Ted Cruz bad lip reading video, dozens. Have you watched it yet?
No.
Okay. You need to stop what you're doing, my friend.
All right.
And go Google Ted Cruz bad lip reading. But having watched that video many, many, many times, we ended up watching the debate. I kind of have a great photo here of her doing, she's got a Donald Trump face she does now.
Oh, nice. It's no, pretty. I was watching the bad lip reading, the NFL ones.
Oh my God, they're so good.
Those are my favorite.
Oh my God. The referees are one of my favorites.
Yeah, the referees are great. I love when they've got the little like lower thirds where they'll have the player come up and he'll be like,
oh my God, those are so good.
You know, he'll say his name and then he'll say UT or whatever.
Oh my God. Will you watch Ted Cruz with me?
Right now?
Do you have a way to watch it?
Yeah, I can hit play right now. Wait, won't be able to hear
it. We'll watch it together.
All right.
Are
you going to count
Ted
it down?
Cruz,
Ted Cruz, a bad lip reading.
A bad lip reading. Okay. All right. You ready? And wait. Oh, go back to the beginning.
I'm ready.
Ready?
Yeah.
Three, two.
Wait. Do we do it on one or
on
go?
How about 3, 2, 1 play?
All right.
3, 2, 1 play.
I'd like to stick garden gnomes in this building.
Yeah, I guess you would.
Oh, hi. Death will find you soon. Not sure you'll be remembered. You're the devil. That little boy has like 1,000 freckles and everybody's all, ooh, like there's goobers on his bod. I'm done listening.
You know, Ted's always kind of freaky. He eats hair. Human hair. He's the first one to say, let's go out and eat hair.
It's wonderful now and again.
See?
Hair. If there's one thing our country doesn't need more of, it's goose diarrhea.
Yeah.
I heard you got orange rugs here.
That's a lie.
Hey, could you cut me a rug here?
A rug?
Yeah, an orange one.
No, we don't make them.
I know. This one's a classic. Jordan the Centipede taught me a card trick. Thank you. You got happy cheer. Ooh, look. I went down to the summer camp and took a can of gasoline.
Don't light the cabins on fire.
I wish I couldn't, but it's too late.
Doesn't that mean you go to jail?
No, because I ran away. You know what? I just love to twerk. Holla, 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 holla. I've been testing out some new campaign slogans that are a little less obvious. I need
it's
a bogle for the glotch.
For a new kind of leader.
Stop volution. Your face isn't my face. That old man just took your sport. If you want boyfriend
you
time,
soon.
Then you must be a girlfriend. I hate the Herbie Records.
Oh my god.
I want to use that. I made a hole and then barfed on the beach. I made a hole and then barfed on the beach. I made a hole and then barfed on the beach. This great nation's like a pork pie. Juicy American. Gabe? Hey, who hates cigarettes?
I do.
Hooray for you. You know, originally Heidi wanted to marry a different fella. She wanted Herbert Spinecki.
Yeah, he was into football. Herbert was beautiful. He was just always very open and sensuous with me. You know?
I know.
Like on the weekend, he'd bring fruit and lay by the fire with me and tell me I looked like a French model.
What? Why'd you even tell them that?
He's still a really close friend, the Spinecki. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. He's in the kitchen right now.
Wait, he's here?
Mm-hmm.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
What does this mean? Yeah, whatever. At least I know she's mine.
I love that unison.
I don't want to ask
speaking.
Who the baby daddy. I know it's him. I need a bogle for the glotch.
Don't make us kiss now.
Every day I worry all day. I was waiting in the bushes of love. Something's waiting in the bushes for us. Yes, yeah, something's waiting in the bushes of love.
That's fantastic. Oh my god.
Oh my god. And that one, so that's the song from their Star Wars one. That's pretty funny. God.
That is good.
But that was kind of the apotheosis of the like getting the character. Like that's how his face sounds
yes,
in my head.
Yes.
I need a bogle for the glotch.
That is so good.
Oh my god, we've watched it so many times. And I don't even, you know, whatever, it's politics. But like I just thought there was something about there's something so I hate to say it, there's something so weird and creepy and awkward about him. And like
yeah.
I made a hole and then barfed on the beach. Anyway, that's all. Thank you for watching that with me.
Oh man, I love it. Thank you for telling me.
I bet your boy's gonna love that.
That's what we're gonna
I made
be
a
doing.
Hole and then barfed on the beach. He's in the kitchen now.
It's so creepy.
I don't want to ask who the baby daddy. I know it's him. Anyway.
Oh my god.
All right, I'll try to write something up about this.
Love it.
Wow. 2 hours, 41 minutes. Gold.
Done. No big
all
deal.
Right, I'll upload it. I will send it to you through the internet. All right. We all good?
Yeah, very good.
Okay. That was a good one.
Yeah, man. Peace out.
Peace out. Bogle for the glotch. Bye.